Welcome back to the Kachim Chabura. Kachim Chabura, sponsored by Zevi Berkowitz, in honor of the publishing of Chaya's paper on
bioinformatics,
how we accumulate information in the biological world.
That's right.
Okay, and also in honor of the 20th anniversary of the Bar Mitzvah of Zevi Berkowitz.
That's right.
Which was at the HomoWack. Okay, let's begin. Hadlakas Neiris B'Mikdash. So, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos. I'm going to give you a good shtickle here. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Kafe. Hatzivui Shinitzdevanu HaKohanim Lahadlik HaNeiris Tamid Lifnei Hashem. You have to have it lit constantly before Hashem to light the candles. There's always a machlokas. What does tamid mean in general? Is tamid continuously or continually? That's not for now. V'hu amru yisale ba'ol mo'en mechutz laparosh ha'leiris yarocho sa'ar nevonov v'zohi mitzvahs hatavas ha'neiris. That's the mitzvah hatavas ha'neiris. Okay. So what you see from the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, in the Mincha, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, is that there's a mitzvah of hadlakas neiros. That's the primary mitzvah. And if you were to look in the Mishnah Torah, I don't have the koteret here. The koteret's always the header. Koteret means the header of the section, where the Rambam quickly rifles off for you what the mitzvahs are. So the Rambam in the koteret to Tamidim Umusafim says one of the mitzvahs is Lahadlik Neiros B'chol Yom. So what's the mitzvah in the Beis HaMikdash? The mitzvah in the Beis HaMikdash is to light the candles. Is to light the candles Lahadlik Neiros B'chol Yom. That would make everything else associated with the candle lighting. What category? What would you call it in halacha? If the mitzvah is the hadlaka? Or a chana, the machshirei mitzvah. The preparatory stages of the mitzvah. Machshirei mitzvah. Okay, simple, straightforward, fine. However, you have the Rambam and Hilchas Tamidin. Look over there. Tamidin and Musafin, it's the second source on the page over there. It says, Dishun HaMenorah. It's right here on the one that says page 2 on top. Dishun HaMenorah, Vahatavas HaNeiros B'Boker B'Na Ba'ayim, Mitzvas Asei. It's a Mitzvas Asei. Shenemar Yarach HaSa'ar Nebonav, so he doesn't even mention the Hadlok over there. He says the Dishun HaMenorah, Vahatavas HaNeiros B'Boker. He doesn't even mention the Hadlaka in that instance. At the end, he throws it in context. Vahadlakas HaNeiros Dochet HaShabbos Ve'es HaTumah. Over here, when you go to Hilchas Tamidim Umusafin, the Rambam doesn't even talk about the Hadlaka. It's only, you know, shtupped in as an afterthought. It's only put in there at the end by Docha Shabbos. That is Docha Shabbos. But you see at the beginning of the Lach, he's telling you the mitzvah is Dishon HaMenorah Vahatavas HaNeiros. So question number one is, what happened to Hadlaka here? This is where he's talking about Tamidim Umusafin, things that are constant. What happened to Hadlaka here? It really took a back seat. That's question number one. Question number two. Okay, what you should do here is in your mind, or whatever, line up. There's going to be a series of questions here, and then we'll deal with it with one mahalach. Question number two. What is this Hatavas HaNeiros? What's Hatavas HaNeiros? By the way, if you want to know what the word means, Hatava, I quoted in the back, if you look at the last source, second to last source, top of page 5. The Ratz Ketzvi on the month of Teves. Yachola zos misgala b'myuchad b'chodesh Teves. He explains, kefi shabir asfas emes, in name of his grandfather, Chedush Arim. Teves is melashen hatavas haneros. From the improving of the candles. Teves is a month for Shippur, improvement. Improving of the Neiros. That's what the word Hatava means. Just to give you an idea. It's a nice idea.
Teves Hatava. Is that really the case?
What? The same root, same word. Hatava. Teves is
Bechinas
Hatavas.
Names come from like the Gaiusha names, I thought.
What?
Persian.
You have to see there. It's been translated. Art Scroll has the months in English. Take a look for the whole history over there. Whether it came from them, whether we took the things from them that had meaning also in Hebrew to us. There's a lot of Torah on that. Okay? So what's the nature of Hatava? My second area I want to ask on is what's the nature of this Hatava Saneros? On one hand, if you look at Menachos 88b, it says, let's go to the line, Ner Shekovsa. You see it? It's four lines up before the lines go wide. In Pei Chesem and Beis, Menachos. Ner Shekovsa, if a candle goes out, Nitshon Hashemen, Nitshon Hapsila, clean out the oil, clean out the Pasila. And then Ketzad Oseh, what do? Mativa, you mativa it. Venose Bo Shemen, you put oil. Umadlika, and then you light it. Well, if you read it like that, yeah, go ahead. It
depends which Nair goes out. If the Nair Marobi goes out, it's a different Nair.
Excellent. I found the whole Sefer. If you want to analyze that one topic, there's a Sefer put up by the Lubavitcher Rebbe called Menorah.
Really?
200 pages on that topic. Halachic, 200-page halachic essay. What? Same one, no? Same one. Okay. So the... Now I can't put it on Yayu Torah. Go ahead. Okay. All right. Okay, here we go. All right. Watch your language. All right. Menachas 88b. So the Gemara there says, look at it carefully, read it carefully. Ketzad Oseh, what do you do once you clean it out? Mativa venosin boshemen umadlika. Shows you that the hatava is a preparation for the hadlaka. The hatava is a preparation. Oseh mativa venosin boshemen umadlika. And then light it. Okay, that's a hatava is a preparation for the hadlaka. But the question is as follows. How does that fit with our Rambam, which seems to have the hatava as it itself? It's right, the Rambam we just saw, what did it say? The Rambam, it didn't even lead up to a hadlaka. What did it say, the Rambam that we have? The Rambam that we had on page 2 said, Dishon ha-menorah v'hatavas b'neres b'boker b'nermayim. Mitzvah Saseh, Shinemar Yaroch Oso Aaron Ubonov. That's the mitzvah Saseh. It doesn't even mention that. It's just thrown in as far as Shabbos. But that's the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. So what's Hatava? Is Hatava inclusive of Hadlaka? Or is Hatava not Hadlaka? Are they two separate mitzvahs? What is it over here? Okay, that's question number 2. Go now to Rambam Paragimel Halacha Yud Beis in the Tamidim and Musafim, which is the top of page 3. Mahu Dishon HaMenorah. What's this cleaning off of the menorah? Kol Ner Shekoba Masir Psi. Any type of candle that goes out, you remove the psila, the wick. Bechol Hashemen, the oil shemener. Umekancho, and you clean it. Venosimo psila acheres. Veshemen acher, not more other oil. Bemidavu chatzilug. Vezeshi hisir mashlichub mokom adeshe nizbeach. Im Dishon HaMizbeach. You throw it over there, vachitzon. Umadlik Ner Shekoba. And you now light the candle that went out. Vahadlakas haneiros hi hatavasam. The hadlakas neiros, that's the hatava. You have a contradiction in the Rambam. Contradiction in the Rambam. The Rambam said hadlakas haneiros is the hatava. We just saw, what did we just see before? Was that a Rambam we just saw? We just saw it wasn't the Rambam before. We just saw the Gemara Menachos, which says ketzad oseh, mativa, va'osa bo shemen, umadlika. Is it one thing or is it two things? Rambam here says the same thing. What's going on over here? What is it? That's question number 3. The Rambam call. Where does Hatava fit in? If the Rambam calls the Hadlaka the Hatava, then what's the prep beforehand? What is that? Okay. That middle of that same Rambam. Here's question number 4. The middle of that same Rambam said, Ner Shematsu Shelo Kavu. Hold on, where's that line? Ner Shematsu, end of Gimel Yud Beis. Ner Shematsu, yeah. Ner Shematsu, Shelo Kavu. He found the candle, but it didn't go out. Right. Just Misakno, fix it when you get there in the morning or whatever. Just fix, you know, freshen it up a little bit. How do you say we do with a drink? What do you do? Can I, what's... what's called your drink? Can I...
Refreshing
the drink? You're refreshing the drink? Fresh up the candles over there. And something like that. Freshen the candles, and then just, you don't need to relight. That's anything about relighting over there. Since it's already lit, the tikkun being done is not to light it, so you're just helping it along. You're straightening the psila, whatever tikkun there is. So if there's no hadlaka over here, what about the mitzvah every day in the morning to light the candles? What mitzvah is this? Specifically for the Rambam, who says that the mitzvah of hatava is the hadlaka, and over here you have a situation where you're not even doing a hadlaka. So what, you just lost the mitzvah? What happened there? It went away? So, there's a famous line of Rav Sadja Gaon. I didn't want to go searching through Rav Sadja Gaon on the web, but I found it in print. Rav Sadja Gaon in the Sefer HaMitzvah says, V'or HaMenorah Lo Yeshuna. V'or HaMenorah Lo Yeshuna. Where he goes on, the idea he gets at over there is that the purpose of the menorah in the mikdash was not the lighting per se, was the state of being lit. It was the state of being lit. That's a famous idea, because Reb Chaim al-Rambam, when the Reb Chaim al-Rambam came out, one of the most famous pieces in the entire Reb Chaim al-Rambam is this idea that he writes in Hilchas Bias HaMikdash 9-7. I don't have it in here. Bias HaMikdash Tes Zayin. He says the whole concept of Hadlakas Neiros, the mitzvah isn't... This is a good piece to use, by the way, if you're trying to explain someone what Reb Chaim is all about. They should put out a book on understanding Reb Chaim. You want a classic piece? This is it. Reb Chaim says the whole concept of Hadlakas Neiros, the mitzvah isn't the Etzem Maisa Hadlaka, but rather that the candle be Dolek Tamid, that it's always there. And that's what the Rambam is saying, that Hadlakas HaNeiros Hi HaTavasan, that by fixing it and making sure it's okay, you're ensuring that the mitzvah be sustained. It's not that you have to keep doing a Maisa Hadlaka. No, the Maisa Hadlaka is only a Hechetimtza by which you could have the mitzvah of a light that is sustained. That's why Hatava is Hadlaka, because the care and all that you put into it is sustaining to make sure that the light is there. Okay? And there... Yeah.
That's his Pirusha, that's his understanding of Hadlakas Neiros, or... Is it understanding to a lot of mitzvahs like that, or is it specific here?
It's a famous chakira that he makes in a lot of places. Is the mitzvah that it should be also such, or the maisa? Is it the maisa?
Is it the maisa of putting the tefillin on, or the maisa of wearing?
Right, it's called maisa versus totzah. Is it the result, like puruvu is the famous split like that. Right. Is puruvu the maisa bia? Or is it the result that there are kids? Famous, who cares what's the difference? The difference is, if you could somehow conceive of a way to get someone pregnant without a maisabia, that's where it comes up with fertilization. It comes up with also with someone who converts. The bia was done while they were not Jewish. They convert, and then they have children afterward. It all comes up. It ties into that. There's a great piece in the Minchas Asher, that the beginning of Brachos, and the most famous piece in the Minchas Chinuch, probably the most famous Minchas Chinuch, is on the Mitzvah Puruvu. It's the Maisa or the Totzah. What's the Iker? Which one is the Iker? Okay, that's a famous split. So he says it here, and therefore the Kiyum of the Mitzvah Hatava for him is the fact that the candles are lit. And the Etzem Maisa Hadlaka itself of lighting, these are all his phrase, the Etzem Maisa Hadlaka himself, for him is almost secondary to the whole shebang. What's the support that Reb Chaim had? We're going to take a different route soon than Reb Chaim, but I'm just setting up these bunch of questions. Reb Chaim gets support from Yoma 24b.
We're still only talking about the Ner Tamid here, right? We haven't even broached any other Ner, like Ner Schanuk or anything like that, right?
Not at all.
Does this feature into like the whole machlokes and Ner Schanuk of?
I think it ties in.
Uh-huh,
100%. The lamedes here ties in. Uh-huh, this is all over. Even though they're separate things, the menorah in the base of Migdash and the menorah that we have at our Chanukah and everything like that, the Chanukiah and the menorah in the base of Migdash, much of the lamedes and all of that is all crossover stuff because they come from the same thing. That was the stuff that needed to be sustained, right. And ours is a testimonial to what was going on at the base of Migdash. So a lot of the stuff is crossover Torah,
Also, why are our nearest Tamid? Why don't we have a menorah? Why do we just have one Ner?
What do you mean in the?
Is it Lezech the menorah? Or is it Lezech something else?
The Ner Tamid, yeah, right? The fact there was a Ner Tamid might actually be a commemoration, not of the menorah. The Ner Tamid that we have might actually be some say it's a commemoration of the flame that was always by the Mizbeach. By the Maracha, by the Pyres. That's what they say the Ner Tamid might actually be. It might actually be something totally, another didn't entirely. We never spoke about the Marachas. So there's great stuff in the Marachas also. Oh, all right, there's a lot more to do. All right, anyways, so back to here. So where does he get support? From the Gemara in Yoma Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. It's five lines from the bottom. Famous line. Hadlaka lav avodahi. The Hadlaka is not in avoda. Hadlaka lav avoda. So what does it mean by not? No, not as far as an avoda. It's not considered avoda, meaning it's kosher bazaar. As far as kachim. It's not an avoda as far as kachim, meaning it's kosher bazaar. A non-Kohen could do it, technically, if you can get in there. A non-Kohen could do it. That's what it means. It's lav avoda. It's not considered part of what you consider real full-fledged avoda. Okay? Even though, possibly... The placing of the pesila, the wick, the giving of the shemen, all of that might very well be considered the avoda. The hadlaka isn't the avoda. Why isn't it the avoda? On that, you have a machlokas, Meiri, and the Tosas Yeshanim. The Meiri, I'll tell you outside. The Tosas Yeshanim, we have inside. The Meiri says, why is it not a, it's not avoda? She'eino nosen davar sheyesh bo mamish. You're not putting anything that has mamish. Fire is not a davar sheyesh bo mamish. When I light a candle, fire, right, I can put my finger through. There's nothing there. It's nothing. It's a wisp. It really is a wisp of air. So the fire is nothing, and therefore the nesina is not called the nesina. The matana, what I'm giving and doing, is not called the placing. That's what the Meiri says. That's why it's not an avoda. You need something with mamish in order for something to be an avoda. The Tosas Yeshanim says, where do we put it? We crossed over to the next page. Yeah. Good. Top of page 4. That's under. It's like wrapping around the bottom left. On the top of page 4. See that left column? Looks like maybe it's Rashi's, but it's not. Yeah. Hadlaka lava levodihi. Why not? Sheshal heves ola me'eleha. Meaning, even though you might have done a maisa by putting fire, but it's really the flame is going up on its own at that point. It's out of your hands now, and the fire's got a life of its own. So while your nesina might have been a nesina, unlike the Meiri, so Zishanim is saying, what it's doing now on its own. It's not you anymore. It's not your maisa anymore. And therefore, that's why it's... Tosi Sharon is focusing on more why the pu'ula you did was actually nothing, not related to what's happening here. You did an action, but it's got nothing to do with what's happening now. What's happening now is sort of combusting on its own, and therefore that's what's happening over here.
It's not a grama from what
yeah,
you
I'm
did.
Thinking that also grama is a direct, not direct, but I don't know if he's going grama. I think, yeah, what's happening is now happening separate from you. Yeah, it is related to the grama. So, question number 5 is this. If the hadlaka isn't really an avoda, why in the world is the placing of the shemen upsila, why is that an avoda? That's considered an avoda. Why is that, by the way, except for the Tosar. Tosar Rosh says that Eina Chanami, at the conclusion of the Gemara, even the psil and the shemen isn't an avoda. But the majority of the Rishonim, and clearly the Rambam, are counting the Hatava Saneris as really an avoda, as really part, Hilchas Tamidim Musafim, Hatava Saneris. He tells you, Rambam tells you straight about right there. For him, it's an avoda. It's an avoda in the Beis HaMikdash.
It's an avoda, it's not me'akev.
What? Okay, maybe not ma'akev, but why is Shemen and Psila in Avoda, and yet Hadlaka is Lava Avoda? How could it be worse? How could it be the Hadlaka be on a lower level than the Shemen and Psila? That's the question. Okay, that's the question. Should I go down this route? You see, the problem is, Parshas Baloscha says that the lighting is Dafka by Aaron Ivanov. So everyone in this Gemara, everybody on this Gemara in Yoma asks, so how in the world is it kosher bizarim? How in the world can bizarim do it? What? Yeah. How could that be done by non-Kohanim when it was commanded to Aaron Ubanov? How in the world? By Baloscha, which wasn't Chanukah. The Rashi and Ramban, the opening psukim of Baloscha, by the way, connect to... It's a beautiful opening. Rashi's getting to a little bit of it. You have to see the Ramban on the beginning of Baloscha. It says that Aaron, you know, Baloscha Seneros, and Aaron Ramban says, quoting a Medrash, that Aaron was upset that he didn't have a role in the inauguration. And Hashem says, don't worry, Shelcha Gedola Mishalahem, yours is greater than them. Don't worry, than everybody else. Why? Because many generations from now, you're going to be involved in a mitzvah which the Chashmonaim are going to put back, and they're the Kohanim, and that's why your mitzvah of lighting the candles is better than all the other mitzvahs in the Beis HaMikdash, be the Baloscha Saneros. Why? Because that relates to the Chashmonaim come, who are going to be your descendants. They're going to restore the power back in the Beis HaMikdash, so yours is greater than them. So I heard a beautiful piece from Rabbi Akiva Tatz. I don't know if you've heard of Rabbi Akiva Tatz. He wrote World Mask and Living Inspired. So he asks, what was Aaron complaining about? What do you mean? He's got all the rights. He's the Kohen. What's he complaining about? Mine is not, that he needed God to validate him, that you're going to be fine. He's the Kohen. He's the head honcho. What was he worried about? And number two, how is the fact that he has candles going to make him happy? Well, if anything, it's the same as the others. What makes that one any better? So he develops the idea that life works in always three stages, and every part of life gets two of these three stages at least. You have an initial flash of inspiration, it's taken away, and then you work to make it real and bring it back. For example, For example, let's see a good example. You know, love at first sight, I guess. Love at first sight. So you have that initial flash, that romantic feeling, that initial spark or that feeling that you had is sort of, that goes away, and then you work to replace it with a third stage with something more substantial that's able to be sustained and more mature and is able to last. Teaching a child to walk, you give them that initial first stage, holding them by the hands, then you let go, because then they got to learn it on their own and concretize the information and the content. What? Why? You tie it together. How does that relate?
No, like the first
is a chesed.
That's it. It's not like it's not really.
Gvur, you have to power your way through it, and the tiferet is the experience of maintaining it. It's a symbol. It's taking what you learned by the freebie and then picking up the middle. Very good. I never heard that connection. Good, very good. So you have numerous examples like this, how life works in these stages. You get two by a comedy. You ever see a movie, a comedy movie? So the laughs are coming easy, and then you lose it. After a while, even the best jokes are by the end. It doesn't make a difference. You've become inured to it, and you sort of lose it. So you get those two stages over there. So how does that relate to here? Oh, so why is Shelcha Gedola Mishalahem? Yours is going to be better. Why is it going to be better? Yours is going to be better because because you're going to have to, everyone's thing here today is a freebie. Moshe's going to lift his hands and the whole Mishkan goes up and everything gets erect. It's going to go up, go down. You're going to have to fight for your kibud. Your great-great-grandchildren have to fight for their kibud. Because they're going to have to fight for the kibud, that's going to be the only one that's going to stay throughout eternity. Everything in the Beis HaMikdash comes and goes. The menorah is going to be the one thing from the Beis HaMikdash that stays in every single person's home. And why is it able to last? Because it was the thing that was fought for, in contrast to the other actions itself that weren't as fought as so explicitly as the menorah was.
Fought for meaning
to sustain. Or? Remember, the whole fight was over to the Pach Shemen, mm-hmm, to make sure the light could be sustained and that there was enough oil and so on and so forth.
That's by Ner Chanukah.
By Ner Chanukah, and therefore that was the consolation to him, that you will have a kibud that lasts for eternity. You will have a kibud that lasts for eternity. Okay. Fine, so that was that. We got sidetracked. Now, back to here. So everyone asks, how could you say it's Lava Voda when the Pasuk itself says that Aaron and Banav can't, it's commanded to them, which sounds like not kosher Lazarim. Okay, fine, we'll leave that be. One more point I want to say, and then we begin with the Mahalach. The idea of including Hadlaka as part of the Hatava, Ramban, in his Melchemes in Yoma, beginning of the second parak, he makes a split between the Dishon of the menorah on Yom Kippur, which is kosher by a regular Kohen, and the Hatava, the preparation, which needs a Kohen Gadol. And in the Hatava, he says, Kidetan betamid shal ben arbaim, lehetiv et ha-menoros, shehu ha-hadlaka. So I'm showing you the Rambam is not alone in saying Hatava is Hadlaka, but at the end of the day, Rambam is in thicker waters. Why? Because Rambam is rejecting the Hadlaka as the mitzvah, so to speak. Rambam seems to be, remember, you don't even need a Hadlaka at one point in the Rambam. If it was already lit, leave the Hadlaka be. Ramban never, ever says that. So the Rambam has a very strange shita over here. So to review the kashas of the Rambam. Okay, I want to review the kashas of the Rambam. So we get them straight, and I'll give you a mahalach that I think works nicely. Number one is you have the question of how the Rambam starts in the Sefer HaMitzvahs with Hadlaka, 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 Hadlaka. And in his header to the Mishnah Torah over here, the mitzvah is Lahadlik Ner. Then when he starts getting into the details inside the Hilchas Taminim Musafim, he's talking about Hatava. He doesn't talk about Hadlaka. Hadlaka is just throw it in there as an afterthought Shabbos. That's question number one. Question number two is we saw in the Gemara Menachos, which says, Ketzer Ose, Mativa, Va'osa Shemen Umadlika. Two separate dinim, two separate things. But by our Rambam in Gimel Yud, put Hatava put Hatava over there as connected, you know, with the Hadlaka. That's two. Number three, we said that the Dishun is also Hachanas Hashem and Achadash, Vapsila Chadasha. So what do you do? Just light. Where did Hatava fit into that whole thing over there? Where was the Hatava? Suddenly he left the Hatava and then he says, Hadlaka is the Hatava. That was question number three. Question number four, we said the candle that's already found lit, Rambam drops the Hadlaka altogether from the scene. And question number five, which we just posed, was the question of, if Hadlaka isn't an Avoda, why is the Shemenu Psila itself in Avoda over there? If he says Hadlaka Lav Avoda, what's going on? So this Mahalech that I'm giving you is, I think I put together a combination. I took a little bit from a Sefer, this one I found very late last night, from the Ohel Moshe. I don't know who wrote it. I saw the author. I didn't mean it was a rabbi I never heard of.
I think Rabbi Vorhan's grandfather, the Machaber Rav, wrote a sefer called the Ohel Moshe.
What's the last name? You know the last name? It wasn't Vorhan, though, I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think his name was Vorhan.
Yeah. So he has a bit of a mahalach like here where he's working on. And I heard Rav Khan from YU. I read in one of the journals here, Yovelos. He has a mahalach. It's a little bit like this, but he doesn't have all the questions. And I think this might work and answer everything. Hopefully, nearly everything. What the Rambam is doing is the Rambam is explaining the whole way through the definition of one thing, and that's Hatava. The focus here of the Shir was wrong. It's not the Hadlakas Neiros B'Mikdash. It should have been called Hatavas Neiros B'Mikdash. The focus for the Rambam is explaining the Geder of the Hatava. So when the Torah says, Baboker Heitivu Et HaNeiros, Beheitivu Et HaNeiros, what that's referring to, included in Heitivu Et HaNeiros, is Hadlaka. It's under the rubric of Hatava. Why is Hadlaka called Hatava? So what the Rambam is teaching us, that the Geder of the mitzvah isn't really Hadlaka. It's not Hadlaka. It's the fixing and improving the lights so that it could be illuminating properly. The mitzvah is just the Hatava. It's that it could be illuminating. It's not even like Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim is saying the mitzvah is that you have lights that are there. I'm saying there's a mitzvah of seeing to it that you get to that point. The mitzvah is the preparation of getting to illuminated properly lights.
It doesn't stim with Haneros Halalu.
We'll get to Haneros Halalu. Hatava includes the preparation of a bunch of things. Hatava includes candles via cleaning, placing the oil, placing the wick, and also the hadlaka. That's one of the pieces of Hatava. So that's what the word Hatava means. What does the word Hatava mean? If you continue the next page in that Ratzke Tzvi, or just in general, it's l'shaper et haner b'hachana. It's to improve the candle through preparation. U'bahadlaka shela achra achana. And with the lighting that happens right after it. That's Hatava. I think that's the way of saying it. L'shaper et haner b'hachana. U'bahadlaka sh'achreha. And the hadlaka right after. That's the Hatava process. It's not Hachana Hatava. Hatava includes to improve the illumination. I do that by working on the candle, working on the wick, working on the lighting. They're all part of that.
It's not a Hechsher mitzvah.
The
Machshir mitzvah is the Asiyah of the mitzvah itself. Because Hechsher mitzvah is not a mitzvah, right?
Here, exactly. But here the things we would normally label as Hechsher are a mitzvah itself. That's it.
Right.
The hachanas that are the Hechsher mitzvah, they're a chelik of the mitzvah. They're mamish a chelik of the mitzvah.
Bir chametz or something like that.
What? You have it by sukkah. There's a shita in Yerushalmi that says the building of the sukkah itself is not the machshir mitzvah. It is.
By Talmud Torah,
right?
Also.
Talmud Torah.
That's why
the,
maybe women are required to do it, because maybe the machshir mitzvah.
The machshir, the hechshir of the mitzvah, to get there, to learn the information is the chelik of the mitzvah.
That's why women are required.
That's why they can't say Birkas HaTorah.
Right.
Very good. Very good. Right? The Tosus says that. So the chelik in the mitzvah Tavas, Hadlaka, is just the last piece. It's the chelek ha'acharon of the Maisa Mitzvah. It's just the last stage of the Maisa Mitzvah. So whether Hadlaka is going to be there or not is all going to depend on what happens when the Kohen gets there and finds his menorah. It's going to depend on the Gishas HaKohen to the menorah. If he finds that the candle hasn't gone out, he doesn't need that part of the Hatava. It's there already. He could do the other pieces of the Hatava. He improves it, he refreshes the candle over there, and the obligation for Hadlaka within this whole thing is only when there's no candle there. But if the candle's lit, the mitzvah of Hatava is fulfilled a little bit differently, the other components. So now let's put together all the different pieces of the Rambam. In Sefer HaMitzvahs, when the Rambam says, Shenitztavu HaKohanim LaHadlik HaNeiros Tamid, he's emphasizing the Hadlaka there Because that's the primary, that's the showcase piece of the Hatava. The Sefer HaMitzvos, he's emphasizing what's the showcase piece of the Hatava. Shitztavu HaKohanim LaHadlik HaNeros Tamid.
And then it's the showcase piece? It's
because
the
that's the
piece.
Main Misa, that's the most involved Misa that they need to get to. It's the primary, if you want, you could say it's the primary part of the Hatava process. It's the main event of the Hatava. They're all chilokim of the mitzvah of Hatava. But if you could point to the primary feature or the clincher is that lighting of the candle. Why is that the primary and the focus? Because that's what you got to get to, that it's lit.
It seems like if you got all the hachana right, then that's the
that's what's left. It's the climax. The climax is the mitzvah,
can
better way of putting it.
Someone else, something which someone else has taken up to that point? Or...
So all of these are going to be nafkaminas. Meaning, can you do something? He talked about, Moshe talks about that. What if you have something already that's been, what if you have someone who is not kosher for kahuna to do the other stuff, can you now go ahead and light it? But you're missing a chelik of the mitzvah hatava. Maybe you can't. Maybe you need to make sure all your pieces of the hatava got there in the right way.
Like shmura matzah or whatever.
What?
Like every step of the way.
Shmura mishas katsira. Right? And mishas lisha mishas katsira. If it's part of the mitzvah itself, that's exactly the machlokas. It's defining how far back the mitzvah goes, and that's where you're going to need kosher people in on the mitzvah. Exactly. So, and when the Rambam concludes, Zohi mitzvah satava saneros, he's at the end of that same Sefer HaMitzvahs, he says it. Look at the Sefer HaMitzvahs. It reads now very nicely. And it seems hard to read them any other way. Hatzivoy shenitzdavnu akohanim lahadli kaneros, tamid lifnei Hashem, v'hu yis'amri yisaleh b'ol mod mechutz laparoches, Zohi mitzvah hatava saneros. That is the mitzvah hatava. Is the lighting itself. Is the mitzvah. He's identifying where hadlaka fits into the picture. You should know, while I stress the lighting, it's part of the mitzvah of hatava. That's what he's saying over there. It's I'll say it better. He's saying, that's what the Torah called when it said hatava. When the Torah said hatava, it meant hadlaka. He's saying, he's making a whole big deal of the hadlaka. That's the main mitzvah. Everybody knows you get a good hadlaka. It's the climax. It's the primary. But he's saying, you should know, that's the gedder of the hatava. It's part of the hatava. And that's what he's doing. Okay, let's put together the other pieces. What then comes out...
Why is hadlaka then? Why is hadlaka like an malacha and not a preparatory stage?
The mitzvah is preparation of the illumination.
Right, but for instance, the 39 av malachas, hadlaka is one of the 39s, but the...
Havara, you're referring to Havara of lighting a fire, right, is being a real malacha. So what? So that's a real malacha when it comes to Shabbos.
Right, so when it comes to Shabbos, the lighting of the fire is actually the av malacha, and here we're saying that it's also the preparations. Why isn't the preparation in the Beis HaMikdash also considered one of the...
Okay, good. So...
It was like preparing a wick or...
Right.
Because it depends
oil,
what you need in that given time.
Around.
By Shabbos, what's the issue by Shabbos? By Shabbos, it's about creative activity. That's what I care about.
But
it's not so much the result. Have I done creative activity? So yes, maleches machsheves, right? So by me creating the fire, that's it. That's it. It's not about what it leads to. It's not about... Yeah, there's other stages. There's Bishul and other topics. But the main thing is, have I done a creative act? Have I generated new fire?
Yeah, but
that's the
but
issue.
We're defining Avodah as the creative act here, as all these various things.
No. Who said that? I never defined Avodah.
Well,
saying it's not Avodah. It's not Avodah, by the way.
Hatavas
and what are you worried about? It's not Avodah. We said Lav Avodah.
That's true.
We said Lav Avodah. So...
What constitutes the Lav and Tes Malachos? What does it take... Like, obviously, things were done in the Beis HaMikdash. Walking. People walked in the Beis HaMikdash.
Right,
not
but
one
that's
of the
Lamentest
Malachos.
I fully understand your question. Now I fully understand. If the Beis HaMikdash is the pattern for where we got the 39
right.
Malachos from...
Hatavas HaNeiros should be one of the Lamentest Malachos.
So,
all the things encompassing Hatavas should
if you, so the question is, where did you get Havara in the Beis HaMikdash? Where did you get Havara in the Beis HaMikdash?
I think it's for making like ashes to make marks, and it's not from.
So there's a machlokas where you got Havara from. Hold on. There's a machlokas where you got Havara, and the Gemara says it's either in the baking of the breads themselves, the breaking of the breads.
Oh,
if it's the baking
right.
of the breads, then we don't even come on to this whole topic.
Right.
I'm pretty sure that's what the Gemara gave us one of the opinions. Hold on right here.
Yes, it's fine.
finish the sushi.
I remember the other opinion by heart. No. By the dyes is the other opinion. It's not even this. It has nothing to do with this. This was not used as the Av Malacha. This is not where we got it from. We got it from the making, the cooking of the dyes is according to one opinion the source. When they make the dyes for the coloring of the curtains and everything, that's the other source for Avara. So it doesn't even touch. This was not looked at. Now it makes sense why this was not looked at. Why wasn't this used as one of the sources for the Av Malacha over here? Because that could be why. The mitzvah here of Atzo Zatava.
Isn't there something about making ashes to make marks with?
Yeah, but I don't think that was where we got the...
There is a term, so it's like, you read it backwards.
Lav Lechalik, right? It's a Lav Lechalik also itself. Right. All right, but bottom line, either way, which you're going to go with this, you can go far in either way with these. It's not. This is not the source for that. So once you take it away,
so
you don't.
Why isn't this a source for that? Like this is something.
Again, by Shabbos. Yeah, again,
you know,
by Shabbos.
How did?
Again, by Shabbos, you have
Hashem
a separate. Good.
A Chazal,
so the Baal HaMor says when it comes to Shabbos, it wasn't they looked for every little thing that happened in any stage of the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash from patterning it. It was the initial stages in the construction of the Beis HaMikdash and the construction of the basic preparatory stages that was looked at as the structure. How far in did that go? And that's also part of a bigger machlokas.
It's not every little thing.
It's just the sidur, the pas, the arrangements of the order, never going far into the Avod itself. Because the question is, how far do you go with everything that went in the Avodah? There were many activities in the Avodah. You might be up to 75 malachas before you're done. So that's a broader question of how far we went with learning the malachas. It's a shir we got to do too, is how far the connection between Kachem and Shabbos is a whole other shir we haven't even gone near. So we got to do that as well.
I have another question. If it's a tough one, how does this tie into Aaron Levon of Bedafka, not anybody else?
Oh, okay.
Who would say that it's not a vote, then it'd be anyone else.
Okay, good. So we still have to wrap up the loose ends, then we'll try to piece that together. So what comes out is that hadlaka is not a hachana, it's a real full-fledged maisa mitzvah. So therefore, his header for Hilchas Tamidim is lahadlik neiris b'chol yom. Rambam is telling you the things which are your maisas. I want you to know at the top of Tamidim and Musafin, what are your maisa mitzvahs that you need to know? You want to know as a Jew, what are the actions you're going to have to go through in acting as a Jew? These are your actions. These are the things you got to do. But when he gets to the beginning of Tamidim Umusafin, Gimel Yud Aleph, and he's telling you, he doesn't use Hadlaka. There he uses Hatavas Haneiros Baboker. Because that's going to include, Hadlaka is included in part of it. So then here comes, this is, I think, simple. Why then at the end of the halacha, when he gets to Dechias Shabbos, what's Docha Shabbos, there he only goes into Hadlaka. He suddenly gets specific with Hadlaka. Why? Because that's a Hilchas Shabbos issue. Hatava poses no technical Hilchas Shabbos issue. It's only the Hadlaka of the set of Hatava which poses a Hilchas Shabbos issue. So while he started that Hadlaka in the halacha, in the, be careful, that Hadlaka in the world of Hatava, he gets specific with Hadlaka when talking about Shabbos because the other ones don't, the other parts of Hatava don't touch Hilcha Shabbos.
And that's just coincidental. It's not because we're not looking at this, the Sidra,
the Hatava.
We're looking, this last piece of the Sidra, the Hatava.
He mentioned this last piece because that's the only one that affects the Shabbos.
Comes from somewhere else as being part of.
That's the only thing that affects Shabbos. Correct. Yes, I see what you're saying. It's not because it came from here. It just happens to be a thing that affects Shabbos as well. Okay. So what about Menachos 88b, which we saw, where it's mashma that Hatava is a separate topic, right? It says Ketzadosa Mativa Venosa Moshe Menu Madlika. It's two separate activities. So here is where we push it a little bit. But I think when you think about it a little bit, it's not a push. Maybe there is a split between Lashon HaTorah and Lashon Chachmei HaMishnah. Extensive essays have been written about this, how the Torah uses language and how the Lashon Chachmei HaMishnah use language. In the Talmud, Hatava is Hachana alone. Hatava is Hachana alone. Okay? In the Talmud, when it says Hatava, that's just, it's telling you the activities of preparation, the preparation activities. In Tanakh, there's no usage here of Hadlaka. Tanakh, the Hatava is going to exclude Hadlaka. So in the Torah, when it uses the word Hatava, it means Hadlaka as well, for the Rambam. It means Hadlaka. When the Gemara uses, the Gemara wants to talk about let's talk to human beings. Let's talk bottom line actions over here. There's something called the Hatava actions, and there's the Hadlaka actions. The Gemara isn't so careful about the categories as much as the Rambam is, or as much as classifications. The Gemara wants to tell you what are the practices we do. So there's Hatava and there's Hadlaka. Are they subsumed under the same category called Hatava according to the Torah? Yeah, but that's not the Gemara's business. Let the Rishonim and the Achronim and Reb Chaim fight about how to structure and how to categorize everything. The Gemara is telling you what are your activities. I want some preparation, some shemen, some psila. I want a Hadlaka. So that's why it's calling it two separate things technically. So based on that, if you look at the Rambam in the Perush and Mishnayos on the Gemaras, you'll see when the Rambam's commenting in Perush and Mishnayos, it's as though he sees them as two separate worlds, Hadlaka and Hatava, because he's writing on Mishnah. But when the Rambam's commenting on the mitzvahs in the Mishnah Torah and all of that, it's there where he just likes to stick with it is the Hatava. It's included. He doesn't let you think they're two separate things. He doesn't let you get away with thinking they're two separate things. He's much more consistent that way in the Mishnah Torah, because over there, there he's going to stick to more the phraseology of the Torah, hence the Mishnah Torah, more the phraseology of the Torah itself. This ultimately is going to go against Reb Chaim in the end.
As opposed to the Sefer HaMitzvot?
Including the Sefer HaMitzvot, which also comes back around Hatava Hi Hadlaka, as opposed to the Perush and Mishnayos, where he sticks with the Lashon HaTalmud, which is just being clear on what's what. So this ultimately is going to go, that's why much more people build Lumdus based on the Mishnah Torah than they do in the Perush and Mishnayos. Because the Perush and Mishnayos is again just explaining what the Gemara was trying to say. The Rambam in his classification and his categorization was trying to get to worlds in here, in categories.
You can't be medayik from the Perush Mishnayos because it's a translation. Right,
because Ibn Tevin's translation and so on and so forth. Right. So now, this all goes against Reb Chaim. Why? I'll tell you why this goes against Reb Chaim. Because Reb Chaim, there's no Maisa Mitzvah in the Hadlaka. He doesn't see the Hadlaka as a Maisa Mitzvah, according to the Rambam. The way Reb Chaim understands the Rambam, he sees there's no mitzvah of a maisa. There's no maisa mitzvah hadlaka. The way we're understanding is the hadlaka is a maisa mitzvah. It's just one of the pieces of a broader maisa mitzvah. But it is a maisa mitzvah. It certainly is. The problem that we're going to have to deal with is how do we answer hadlaka lav avoda? If we're calling it mamish a maisa mitzvah, how is it really lav avoda? So there, I would come back around to the Me'iri, where the Me'iri said, because it's not avoda, because ain bo mamish. What you see from this is you have a lumdish split. You could actually have something which is a full-fledged maisa mitzvah, but that maisa is not enough to be under the category of what's called an avoda. It's strong enough to be a maisa mitzvah, but it's not strong enough to be avoda. And I think that's why within this you could still categorize shemen upsila as avoda, because they are mamish. You're putting a psila, that's a physical thing. You're putting shemen, that's a physical thing. Those are physical maisa mitzvah with an hatava, while the hadlaka component of the hatava, it's aimbo mamish. It's not an asina. Your lighting is not really, it's not anything. Fire is nothing. That's what Miri is saying is nothing. He's calling it nothing. So if based on that, you see that something could be a maisa mitzvah, but not a maisa avoda. The two separate, don't confuse the phrases. Maisa avoda does not mean maisa mitzvah. Maisa mitzvah does not mean maisa avoda. I think if you A plus B plus C, you get to that conclusion. That's a little bit more of a chiddush. We have to try that out, and I don't know enough by heart I have to ask around to be able to, if we could think of other examples, where we have something which is clearly a maisa mitzvah, but it's not a maisa avoda. Reach, maybe something by smell. Where's a mitzvah, the reach? Where's a mitzvah? That's what we need. We need something by smell or sound.
By
in the Beis HaMikdash. By the Ketores.
Oh,
the Ketores is is avoda.
Yeah.
Avodas HaKetores is an avoda. I don't know.
Maybe you can find something opposite that doesn't fit that well.
Yeah.
So we're basically saying that lighting a fire is not avoda. It's not an avoda because symbol. You know,
Aimbo mamish.
But does that hold out in every other avoda that where there's a need to actually light a fire? Like any korban that's burned outside. So okay, in Beis HaMikdash you can say the fire was always there. But any korban that was brought outside of Beis HaMikdash,
where
you had to light a fire. Are we saying that's something that someone...
Well, the mitzvah is not the fire. The mitzvah is the offering it and the bringing it.
Well, yeah, the fire.
Those are all mitzvahs. They're all part of... They're all Fire is just a little piece of the whole puzzle. The burning
of
the fire.
So, like, Kanazar, if you brought a carbon outside the base of image, he's asking, like, on a bum, but maybe before the base of image was created or whatever, were you allowed, was the Zar allowed to light the fire only?
Yes, that's Gemara's Vachem. We just learned the Zar could do in the Bama.
In the Bama, Zar Kusher Babama. Right, Zar Kusher Babama.
What about, don't we have some carbonas that end up being burned? Let me think.
But you have to listen to a bracha, like
for Paraduma, right?
You don't have to.
Paraduma. That doesn't get burned in the back, it's burned outside.
So therefore what?
Can a Zar light the fire?
But there's an avoda strefa sapara. Oh, you, that's what you're saying.
Korban
there you have a strefa that's considered mamish. Why is that strefa considered mamish? Because the burning there, because the fire that you're placing is actively doing something.
But again, it's welcome. Can a zal do that or not?
The par doom. But I think that's an avoda. Why? Here, what Mary is saying is you're putting fire. And the action is just
putting a fire to make ashes.
To make something. I think something like that.
What about carbon paste? That's a totally different.
No, why? Same thing. I think you're using the fire. These are all different because you're using the fire to do something. Here, you're using the fire just to leave it be, and therefore it's aim bo mamish.
Yeah, it's not even for it's not even
right.
For
it's just leaving to be.
The bottom line, Kasha, is what he asked though. The comparison to Shabbos.
It's not learned from there. It has other places to learn from.
It's bothersome, though, because with Aimbo Mamish, you're not going to have to light a fire on Shabbos. One way or the
other. So let's think about that for a
second. Same thing.
We have the Mahalach down before we deal with that. We have the Mahalach. I think that's the Mahalach. I think it solves every single one of the problems. You have to plug it in. Let's just now deal with that problem. If we're considering, according to the Meiri, Aimbo Mamish. Oh, we would solve it now. We're saying it's a Maisa Mitzvah. If our split solves your question. If we're saying it's a Maisa Mitzvah, you see that something could still be considered a Maisa, but yet it's not be considered an Avoda. And the definition of Maleches Machsheves wasn't Avoda. We didn't say it was learned directly from Avoda. It was learned from certain Maisas that were done. That's why you can learn from it. It ties into the more Lamdish Machlokis, is do we learn from specifically Avoda, or do we learn from things that happened in the Mishkan that were pointed to, the preparation stages? That could tie into this whole Machlokas, and we have a nice shear that segues from there over to Shabbos, that Machlokas.
For Shabbos, things that were done to build the Beis HaMikdash, not things that were
right, in the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, in the Binyan Beis HaMikdash itself. So the question is, how do you get the Sidur, the Pas in there, which is considered basically the Dash and the kneading? How was the preparing the bread in the building of the Mishkan? Where does that fit into the whole thing? There's plenty to talk about. This is a Shabbos sugya. But I think we at least could use this temporarily. You could have a split between Maisa. It is a Maisa. And that's where you're going to get in trouble on Shabbos. It's creative. But creativity is not the definition of Avoda. Avoda's definition is Mamish, according to Miri.
Is preparing, is making the bread actually an Avoda? Or isn't the Avoda just